In these final days of the presidential race, some of the toughest campaign rhetoric is starting to come from Capitol Hill. It's subtle, but a small group of prominent Republicans is floating the possibility of blocking Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court nominees, perhaps indefinitely, should she become president. And Stephen Dennis has been following this. He's a Senate reporter for Bloomberg News. Thanks for coming in, Stephen. Good to talk to you.
It's great to be here.
So John McCain, I recall, got some attention last month when he alluded to this idea, but it's kind of grown from there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really stunning. And, you know, we could be in a situation where Hillary Clinton wins the presidency and immediately has a nightmare scenario on her hands where the big prize this year is really the Supreme Court. There's a vacancy that would swing the court potentially for a generation on a whole host of issues that both parties care a lot about. And Republicans are more and more talking to their voters and saying, hey, if you elect me, I'm not going to vote for any of Hillary Clinton's nominees. And the latest was Richard Burr of North Carolina, who's in a very tight Senate seat race. And he was caught on tape this past weekend telling his own volunteers that he would vote against any of Hillary Clinton's nominees and would try to keep that position vacant that's already been vacant most of this year through 2021. And that's that would be unprecedented in American history. And while Republicans are sort of sometimes walking back these statements, Ted Cruz has sort of led the idea that there's nothing in the Constitution that requires them to fill this seat, and there isn't. So that is a real possibility that's emerging, because if you could imagine Republicans winning the Senate, you need 60 votes right now to overturn a filibuster by a minority of Republican senators. And it's not clear that would happen. It's not even clear that Mitch McConnell would bring any Hillary Clinton nominee up for a vote. In particular, you have to think about how Republican base voters look at this. They hate Hillary Clinton, for starters. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of these Republican senators and their voters have been, for generations now, tried to overturn Roe versus Wade. And the three oldest justices, who are all over age 78, all support Roe versus Wade. So you could imagine a scenario where some of these justices either die or retire in the next few years, and the Republican senators, if they confirm any Hillary Clinton nominee, are potentially extending the life of Roe versus Wade for a generation. And that is a very, very hard vote. And they would need 11 Republican senators to take that vote. And you can count to 5 or 6 or 7 Republicans who have said that presidents should get deference to you know, any qualified nominee should be allowed to move forward. But to get to 11, that's a tall order.
So Richard Burr is probably the most prominent Republican so far to have said this, other than name recognition, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yeah.
Where are the Judiciary Committee chairman and the majority leader himself on this issue? Are they coming out and coming as far as this to say that they would block Supreme Court nominees as well?
So Chuck Grassley has rejected this idea of a blanket blockade, that they couldn't just indefinitely hold nominees. But he hasn't necessarily said that he's going to vote to confirm any of them. And Mitch McConnell, his spokesman, told me that he supports the idea of the next president getting to make the nomination to fill this vacancy. Well, that is a very sort of crafty way of saying, well, I want the next president to make the nomination, but I reserve my right to vote against anybody that Hillary Clinton puts up. And if you look at the positions that Hillary Clinton says she is going to demand in a Supreme Court justice, she wants somebody who is going to reaffirm Roe versus Wade. She wants somebody who's going to reaffirm gay marriage, the gay marriage ruling of Obergefell. She wants somebody who is going to overturn Citizens United, something that Mitch McConnell cares very much about. Anybody who meets Hillary Clinton's definition of a good Supreme Court justice is almost by definition going to be one that Republicans are going to hate.
But how seriously do we take this kind of rhetoric when it's being mentioned on the campaign trail? Or is this something that some of these members seem to be really serious about? I mean, as you say, it would be unprecedented to block a Supreme Court nominee for an entire president's term, wouldn't it?
It would be. The closest would be, you have to go back to the 1840s before the Civil War, when okay. when there's been a vacancy on the Supreme Court that lasted anything over 2 years. And that was an incredibly weird situation. We ended up going to a civil war and starting shooting at each other, you know, 15 years later. So that's not really a good scenario for the country, right?
No.
You could have a constitutional crisis. You could have a scenario where people are wondering, you know, your basic civil liberties and rights are going to depend on which justice dies next, that kind of thing. So I think that that could potentially cause, this is sort of like the thermonuclear option. You know, you've heard of the nuclear option of changing the rules. This would sort of be the thermonuclear option. I can't imagine Senate Democrats just sitting there kindly taking this. They could shut down the Senate. The country could come to a standstill. We could have a government shutdown over this. This is the kind of thing that if the Republicans actually went through with it, you could see all kinds of gridlock throughout our government.
There are other options for the Democrats, though, aren't there? If the Republicans do sort of dig in their heels on this, could they change the rules somewhat in terms of confirming Supreme Court nominees the way it's done in the Senate, the procedural rules?
Yeah, so this all depends on whether Democrats win the majority. If they don't win the majority, they're powerless. The Republicans can just sort of hold the position open indefinitely. If they don't hold the majority, if they do hold the majority, they do win back the majority, they have already, a number of them have already indicated that they would change the rules to prevent any filibusters of a Supreme Court justice if Republicans don't show some willingness to advance the process. And I expect that to happen. The tough scenario for Democrats in that situation is they're going to have a very narrow majority if they win. And they're going to have all these 2018 reelection senators, half their conference, half of their caucuses up in 2 years, a number of them in red states, like Joe Manchin in West Virginia. If you can imagine Joe Manchin having to cast the deciding vote for a Supreme Court justice who would then be expected to turn around and bless anti-coal regulations right before his reelection, that's a tough vote. And, you know, so these are situations the Democrats would be facing if they are lucky enough to win the majority. But if they don't win the majority, I think we're definitely staring at a titanic conflict here, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 150 years.
Could Hillary Clinton, if she were to become president, sort of moderate the types of justices she considers if Republicans do get serious about potentially blocking her nominees?
I suppose that's a possibility, but if you look at what happened to Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick, basically as moderate as any Democrat would likely pick, somebody who's 65 years old, you know, somebody that Orrin Hatch, the senior Republican, had praised as basically the best pick that they could expect out of a Democratic president. And they showed no hesitation in blocking his nomination indefinitely. They say they're not going to consider his nomination in a lame duck no matter what happens. So that is, you know, sort of if past is prologue, it might not matter how moderate the person is unless there's a guarantee that that person is not going to extend Roe versus Wade or is not going to overturn Citizens United. For a lot of these Republicans, I don't see how they vote. Yes, somebody like Rand Paul in a debate that he was in said, you know, he wouldn't necessarily have a blanket blockade, but he can't imagine voting for anybody that Hillary Clinton would like. And we have such a polarized party system now. We don't really have a whole lot of moderate Republicans. There's a few. And we don't really have, you know, on either side, everybody's so polarized. If you don't actually have the majority, we could have a real long constitutional scrum here that looks really, really ugly and bollocks up all kinds of other things. If you think about what businesses care about, they care about certainty, they care about wanting to know what regulations are going to look like. And, you know, already we have a 4-4 split on some key issues in the Supreme Court. You could have all kinds of uncertainty if that is seen as continuing for 4 years and no sort of certainty in what kinds of regulations would be blessed by the Supreme Court. And and it's spilling over into all kinds of other things that businesses care about.
As if this campaign season weren't ugly enough. Thanks, Steve, I think. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stephen Dennis, Senate reporter for Bloomberg News. Find more of his work on the Bloomberg Terminal and at Bloomberg.com. From the Bloomberg 99.1 Newsroom in Washington, I'm Nathan Hager.